This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we talk with Agriculture Extension Agent David Ferquin about the rising input costs this year and how much that will impact our hay that we're producing on the farm.
I think everybody's been out in the hay field cutting hay. Had some time to do that myself and got to thinking about, Alan, the cost of production. You know, we've talked about that a lot and different things and how much we have in every roll of hay. And, of course, the more hay it turns out, the cheaper the cost is. However, if you've got some fields, and I've heard talk to some people that the hay didn't turn out as well, so your cost of production obviously increases. But I was figuring somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $6 a roll in fuel alone, and fuel costs, and I know are going up. I think they're going to continue to go up. I was listening to a podcast the other day and talked about diesel fuel being somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 by August. Now, I don't know if you believe everything. There's a lot of gloom and doom and on some of these things that you hear, but it was a pretty reputable podcast and it was a lot of truth to what they were saying at different times. So, I certainly hope that does not happen. But if it goes to $15, we're going to be in real trouble, so I hope that's not the case. But going back to cost of production, we need to know what our cost of production is, Alan. We need to know how much this hay is costing us. Because you see a lot of hay out there for $35 and some for $70 or $75 a roll. So it's a lot of difference in rolls, obviously, a lot of difference in the quality. You need to think about the quality of the rolls if you're buying hay and that type thing. And then you need to, if you're selling hay, you need to think about that as well. Is the quality of your hay any good? And the only way to do that is to get a hay test. And so I encourage folks to pull a hay test, send it to several different places. A quick and easy is to send it in to the forage lab there at the Department of Agriculture here in Kentucky. That's a quick and easy way to do things, but you can send it to Dairy One. You can send it to some other places, as well. So, think about that if you're selling hay or if you're trying to buy hay, you may want to get a forage sample and know what you're buying. That's the big thing. That's what it's all about.
I'm sure a lot of farmers have made decisions on whether or not to fertilize and what to fertilize this year based on prices. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I've talked to several people that didn't put any fertilizer. I talked to people that put their normal amount of fertilizer and obviously, Alan, their hay costs are going to be astronomical. I mean, it's just, $75, $80, $90 a roll is not going to be anything out of the ordinary, I don't think. I think if you really talk about, fertilizer cost and machinery cost and fuel cost and labor cost, which is all those things have to be figured in. When you're talking about cost of production for every roll of hay, you've got to figure all of that stuff, and you can say, well, my labor is not worth much. Well, that's not true. We've got to figure how much labor we've got in this and the machinery cost, depreciation, those type things. We really need to do a better job of figuring what we've got in our hay. The number of acres that we cut, we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 rolls per acre. Which turned out really well. I was not expecting it to turn out that well, and it really did turn out good. Now, the hay is not as good a quality as what we probably could have cut back that dry spell we had back in May. But, I had a lot of other things going on. I couldn't get to it. But the quality is still decent, and if we can cut some 9 to 10% protein hay with 50, 51% TDN, we can still make that work. So I just encourage folks to do a better job and get a hay test, know what you're feeding those cows and do a better job of being able to tell what your cost of production is, because you need to put a pencil to it. Is it worth cutting that hay? Is it worth cutting more hay? Do you have enough hay to get you by? Do you really need to think about cutting any more hay? Those kind of things. So just, encourage folks to do that.
Our guest today, David Ferquin from McLean County. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.